This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
The pandemic's economic fallout has the Reserve Bank of Australia predicting the unemployment rate is likely to rise to 10% by the end of the year, affecting not just local workers, but many temporary migrants whose job hunting efforts have become more challenging than ever. Few could have predicted the economic difficulty many Australian businesses and job seekers find themselves in. The blow to the economy is what the Federal Treasurer has called a once-in-a-century shock. According to Nick Houston, Director and Solicitor at Vis Australia, temporary visa holders are caught in an uncertain labour market, drastically different to how it was when they made plans to move to Australia prior to COVID-19.
There's some really quite tough implications that people are facing because of the fact that they've come to Australia on the basis of a set of circumstances, that there are jobs here, or they had a particular job, or even that they were then funding their studies, for example, based on an economy that meant that they could earn income, and that's all changed.
Houston encourages temporary visa holders to provide certainty on their visa status and work rights when applying for jobs.
Well, there's potentially always been a little bit of reticence there. If someone may not be here permanently, then just as soon as they're employed and trained, then you have a visa crisis. It might be helpful to include a statement about their status in Australia in terms of some sort of fairly succinct information for the employer.
The regional director of global recruitment firm Hays, David Corley, agrees that employers need clarity from job applicants on work rights.
International job seekers, they face a challenge being up against Australians who have Australian industry experience and no work restrictions.
The lack of Australian experience is the biggest hurdle Indian-born electrical engineer Paul Van Matthew continues to face since he was granted work rights in March after quitting his job in Kuwait to marry his Australian wife in December. Matthew, who managed to enter the country just before border closures, has had to adapt to a completely different culture, from accents to jokes and communication style.
Even after having 7 years' experience, I have to start it from scratch, making a cover letter or CV in the Australian format.
Victoria-based settlement agency AMES Australia is experiencing a trebling of calls for job assistance from temporary migrants. Media manager Laurie Noel says many temporary migrants are paying their bills through the gig economy, delivering food or working in hospitality jobs that are still open. Noel admits it's a tough job market for newcomers, but upskilling is strongly recommended to enhance one's employability.
We see a lot of people using this time to actually do some courses. At the moment, there are many free TAFE courses available in Victoria, courses available for people to improve their English skills or their employability.
Hays Regional Director David Corley says communication skills are essential to getting your next job.
If English is not a candidate's first native language, being able to demonstrate highly efficient written and verbal communication skills may help. Considering attaining some sort of international qualification, such as a Cert 4 or something else, that may help that individual look more desirable.
Corley says the ideal workers are those who can adapt to the new COVID-19 work environment.
As more and more of the world of work, as we see at the moment, is more nimbler, people with relevant IT or tech experience that can support organisations that have had to move from maybe office-based environments into hybrid work environments or 100% at-home environments, they're being pretty hotly looked for.
AMES Industry and Client Manager Mandy Radcliffe says jobs are still available to eager workers.
Some jobs don't require any experience and they're happy to take workers from anywhere. We've been placing people in employment in July. We have a pet food distributor that's looking for people that are willing to just pack hay and put them into bags. We've had customer service operators that are working from home now. It used to be a face-to-face parcel post position.
A recent Hays survey of 1,100 employers conducted in June found that nearly one in five currently have a recruitment freeze and over a third are still hiring. Corley is seeing job demands in healthcare, aged care, procurement, pharmaceutical research, online marketing, manufacturing, IT, supply and logistics, banking, cleaning and mining. He says with some overseas call centres incapacitated by outbreaks, there are opportunities for short-term workers as Australian businesses rapidly transition to set up onshore call centres to fill the gap. And IT professionals don't always need local experience to land work in Australia.
Being flexible to short-term contracts is really essential. We see Australia moving more to telehealth and digital engagement. Anyone who's worked in countries such as the UK, the US, or parts of the EU where this has been going on for longer may be able to find themselves valuable to organisations who are making that transition and looking at somebody who may not have the local experience, but they might have some sort of transferable experience.
Radcliffe encourages job seekers to connect with others for support.
The important part is to not try to be sitting at home doing job search or looking yourself. You do need support, you need some advice, and career counselling advice has never been more important than it is here right now.
Matthew initially had a job offer with an Adelaide firm, but due to border closures, he was notified that the company preferred hiring locally instead. Since then, Matthew became a full-time job seeker. Desperate to immerse himself in the Australian work culture, despite being socially isolated at home, Matthew became an active LinkedIn networker.
Unless you get someone who have faced similar struggles, it will be very hard to find it out yourself. I had to approach to many people through LinkedIn, many strangers, reaching out to people for guidance.
It was in the virtual world that he connected with a group of Australian-based engineers, mostly of Indian heritage, who are also caught in the job limbo caused by coronavirus.
This virtual catch-ups usually happens through Meet or Zoom. They'll advertise in LinkedIn. That's how I randomly found this group. It was job seekers group. You can directly connect to those people. I found so many people who struggled 6 months, 3 months, more than 1 year to get a job.
The support and advice Matthew received from industry professionals helped him to eventually secure his first two interviews after dozens of failed job applications.
And there are so many people out there who are jobless. So for one job, you might be getting 200 or 300 applications. So the recruiters won't be going through your CV. So your call sometimes makes a big difference. So I got two interviews just because I made two calls directly to them.
While many are feeling the pressure with the Reserve Bank forecasting a chilling 10% unemployment rate by the end of the year, Houston believes locally based temporary visa holders are in a better position than their overseas counterparts.
It's not all doom and gloom. You're still here. You got a visa. You're able to apply for further visas. People that are here are a huge step in front of other people that, for whatever reason, hadn't been able to cross the frontier.
Corley says despite the fierce competition for jobs in Australia, there are opportunities on the other side of the pandemic.
The harsh reality is that that individual may not secure a role through the COVID situation. However, if you can then demonstrate that you have taken steps to make yourself more attractive as an employee in the future, when we come out of the pandemic, that is certainly going to show the qualities of you as an individual to an employer in the future.
Matthew is volunteering with a local non-government organisation in Newcastle to improve his communication skills and gain local experience. At one stage, he was working as a casual staff member at a takeaway outlet, but recent outbreaks in New South Wales have diminished his 2 days a week casual work to an on-call basis. If you are under stress and need emotional support, contact Beyond Blue on 1300 224636 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. If you need immediate phone interpreting, call the National Translating and Interpreting Service on 13 14 50. The feature on the barriers of job seeking during COVID-19 was prepared by Amy Chen Yu Wong. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.